previously on Thomas and the Bible. Oh, crap. I got to do this because I don't think Harley sent me one this week. Oh, well. It's okay. He was on a roll. but even the best of us, and by the best of us, I mean Harley because he's the best. Even Harley forgets sometimes. Or maybe he... I hope nothing happened to him. But anyway, doesn't matter because nothing ever happens in Isaiah, as he would call it. So there's no real loss. So something happened, Isaiah, and that's it. Thank you, Harley, for that wonderful intro. I just pretty much drank an entire beer. I have about half an inch of it here. I might as well just finish it. Ah, God, why is beer so good? Why? I've got this, I keep glasses in the freezer. I encourage people to do that if you don't. I always replace, sorry, it's gotten my throat now. I always replace the glass I use, so I've always got a nice frozen glass. And you should see, frozen glass is cool because it's solid. It's weird. yeah, pouring a delicious ice-cold beverage and drinking it after a hockey game is quite good. It's just, but the problem is I drink it so quickly. It's weird. So I just spent an hour clearing my throat. I paused it and came back and we'll see if that works. I'm also got the infinite allergies that never go away. And so, it's just a mess, but we're going to try to do what we can do. Isaiah 56. Oh God, Isaiah, I'm so tired of you. There's nothing, no redeeming qualities. Thus saith the Lord, excuse me, it was not a good idea to drink a beer, but I'm a feeble human and, maybe you can relate. I just really needed a beer. I've had been working overtime every day. I'm squeezing in this podcast. You know, I never miss a friggin' podcast anymore for you guys ever. I never will. That was my pledge. Not going to miss one. And it's really, really late because I've been working all kinds of overtime. And I've missed a ton of hockey games for this particular day. So I finally got to play one. The team didn't, it's a new team, and I missed the first like three games because of working. And so I came and I played and people were like, who are you? What? I didn't know you were on this team. And it's like, yeah, well, I finally got a chance to play. I've been working like a dog, even though dogs don't work. Have you noticed? Why do you say working like a dog? They don't do shit. They just sit. They don't. What do they do? I mean, do they work as a fetch? Like they fetch thing? I guess they work pretty hard when you throw something, then they go get it. Working like a dog. What is it? Like I guess maybe like a sled dog. I'll give you that. All right, I'll give you that. Sled dogs work their asses off. They pull some person for no reason. That's hard work. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that. That's a job for somebody else, not for me. But anyway, working like a sled dog and having a really hockey game where I don't know if you guys are familiar. I certainly didn't know this from before I played hockey. But when you play hockey, you sweat your entire body off because the gear is so heavy and hot and all over you. You would think ice, cold, you'd be cold. You'd be wrong. The people who watch hockey are very cold because they're sitting in the ice rink. But people playing hockey are, for one thing, you're using the crap out of the biggest muscles you own, your quads and your legs, and that gear. And so you end up just sweating your entire brain out. And there's nothing better than a nice icy cold beer. Oh God, it was good. Okay, so sorry. So I'm a feeble human. I drank beer. I might be a little burpy. I'll try not to. But mea culpa. All right, Isaiah 56. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it. He keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and he keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and of daughters. Then of sons and of daughters, I will give them an everlasting name. They shall not be cut off. Little late for the eunuchs. Am I right? They shall not be cut off. Ha! Oh, eunuchs. Little eunuch humor for you. Also, the sons of the stranger that join the stranger, where you sit on your hand. Anyway, the sons of the strangers, these sons that were produced using the stranger method somehow, that join themselves to the Lord. I just thought of it because I'm a little drunk from hammering a beer. I basically shotgunned a beer. There's someone on Twitter who, back when I looked at Twitter, I don't have time anymore. And once you follow too many people, it's bad because there's too many tweets. But her name is, oh crap, I'm going to look it up. But she had the funniest tweet, and it's something with an A. I'm going to find it because she's the best. I want to Twitter plug someone. You know, the stranger is the stupid joke that, you know, you sit on your hand and then you masturbate and it feels like it's someone else. Megan Amram. she tweeted one time, this was a while ago, but God, she is so funny. Follow at Megan Amram if you can. She has a million zillion followers. Well, let me see how many she has. Wow, she has 434K. Holy crap. Well, she's earned it. I think when I followed her, she didn't have that many. She's really developed a following. But anyway, she said, sometimes I sit on my hand till it goes numb and then propose to myself so it feels like someone else. Oh, so funny. I think she worded it a little better, a little funnier. But anyway, it just reminded me of that. The stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. God, some of her tweets are so good. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet I will gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. Okay. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And there are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look their own way. Guys, by the way, I think we're done with this after, not this episode, but I think we only have a couple more chapters. Come, ye say they, I will fetch wine. We will fill ourselves with one long drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. Yeah, this is not interesting. So we're on 57. We're reading to 62. That's not so bad. 62? Is that right? 62, I better check. That doesn't sound right. While I check, I'll read. The righteous perch. No, that is right. Okay. What is this? Oh, the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Oh, that's good. So if you die, it's okay because you're avoiding whatever was going to come after. Yeah, that's nice. Next time I kill someone, I'll tell them that. Look, I'm just sparing you the trouble of living. That's living's a hell of a hassle, isn't it? He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking on his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress. There's a sorceress now. The seed of the adulterer and the whore, against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make ye wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks. Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot, even to them as hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed, even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behind the doors also on the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance, for thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou sawest it. And thou wentest to the king with ointment. Did the king need some ointment? And didst increase thy perfume. Here, king, you look like you could use some ointment. And didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art weird. That's a bad thing, I guess. Don't ever go to your king with ointment. That's not good. Bad protocol there. Bad. What is the word I'm looking for? Etiquette. That's what I'm looking for. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet saidest thou not, there is no hope. I'm drunk. Okay, we're gonna go with this. There is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine hand. Therefore, thou wast not grieved. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared? Thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart. Have not I held my peace, even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain, and shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. I'm not listening. I hope you guys are paying attention, because I'm not listening to myself read. This is the boringest thing. For thus saith thy... I hope someone's paying attention, because I'm sure not. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth. Yeah, I read the one. I did it right the first time. I thought that must have been wrong. Eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. And with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit shall fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and I smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I was very froward of him. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace be to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. All right, that's the end of whatever that was. chapter 57, if that is its real name, that's the end of that, whatever that crap was. Oh, man, I barely have patience for this crap when I'm sober, let alone when I've chugged an entire beer after being dehydrated and not eating dinner. So I might just sit. What if I released a recording that was me just like, why'd I fell asleep? I was like, I just fell asleep recording. It's close. It could happen. Isaiah 58, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet and shew my people. I like how you lift up your voice as a trumpet. And like, does that mean you're like, why, hello, the Lord. Blah, blah, blah. Like, do you have to make trumpet noises? Blah, blah, blah. How do you make a trumpet? No, it's more like, blah, blah, blah. Hello, the praise the Lord. Blah, blah, blah. Like, do you speak as a trumpet? Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Hello, Lord. Like, I can't even do that. It's impossible. Can't be done. I wish I could do a impression of the trumpet with the mute on it. I always love that. It's like, wah, wah, wah. No, it's too hard. Can't be done. But the regular trumpet. That's not very good. I went into that with confidence. Like, I used to know how to do a trumpet sound. And then I quickly realized I don't know that I know how to do that anymore. I don't know why. Yeah, it doesn't sound very good. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask me of the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Therefore we have fasted, say they, thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul and takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Wilt thou call this a fast and acceptable day to the Lord? Does anyone have any idea what's happening? Is this, now if you do, let me know. Is this not the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? I need something to do while I read this, because this is terrible. I need a hobby. I should take up a hobby that I can do while reading the Bible. It's like whenever I sit tell someone that baseball is boring and like I don't like it, really. They always say like, no, it's great. I mean, you have to have something else to do while you're watching it. It's like, that's not a good sign. You can't just watch a baseball game. Like, it's not interesting. Like a football game, I can just watch a football game. But baseball, it's like, well, yeah, you know, you got to be doing other stuff. You're in and out of the house. The game's just on. But anyway. Is this not a fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness under the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? I already read that. Damn it. I feel so ripped off. I read the same thing twice. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forward speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness will be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy in thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. Whoa, I don't need my fat bones. That's never been a trait that I've like, man, I wish I had some fatter bones. Guys, do my bones look too skinny? Is there anyone who, this is likely a translation error, but do you ever look at a mirror like, God, my bones, they're just not fat enough. I need to put some meat in my bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall build the old waste places. The Bible is a cruel joke to play on someone who's drunk because of sentences like that. And they that shall be of thee that shall build the old waste. What? Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. I thought I heard some buzzing, but I guess it went away. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Okay, we're on 59. Oh, God, we have to read so much more. All right. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs. An odd thing for them to do. And weave the spider's web. They hatch cockatrice eggs. Is that like, that's a bat, that's like a sinning thing to do, and weave the spider's web. So it's like a, you know, it's a metaphor, I guess, like the spider's web, like creating confusion or lies or something. But I don't know what the hatch the cockatrice's eggs mean. That's an idiom that perhaps is not around anymore. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Look, you got to use animals that I know. I'm not, okay, I know what a viper is, but I don't really know. Anyway, their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are of works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold, obscurity for brightness. We walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night, and we are desolate in desolate places as dead men. Speak for yourself. We roar like all bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and for our iniquities we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot hear. Boy, I'll tell you guys, this holy word of God is just riveting. It is just so interesting that I have no idea what it's saying, and I don't care. So that's how riveting and fascinating this holy word of the perfect being that created all of the universe is. It's that fascinating that I can't even tell what's happening. I don't care. No, none of you care. If I weren't drunk, I might explain it, but I'm a little drunk. So apologies for that. Look, I encourage you guys, that no matter what you're doing, if you're working, if you're driving to work, get drunk right now. Pull over, buy a beer, drink it in the car. No, I don't really encourage that. But if you're in a place where you can't, have a beer on me, except I'm not paying for it, but I'll still say it's on me. Because this reading sucks, and there's only one way to deal with that, and that's through drink. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, in the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto him that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in my mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Always and forever. God, we have three more things to read. All right, we're on 60. Okay, guys, we can do this. I'm glad they don't give you a breathalyzer before podcasting, because I'm actually probably not drunk. I'm just exhausted, and I chugged a beer. So how does that work? Because let me think about this. How does that work with blood alcohol content? Because like you consume the same amount, but if you drink it super fast, it's somehow way worse. Is it that the concentration, maybe the concentration of alcohol in your blood goes, it spikes, so it hits your brain really hard, but then it probably goes away faster? I was just trying to think how that works. But at the same time, the other way, just a steady, yeah, that must be how it is. Because I was going to say, you would think one beer equals a certain blood alcohol content, but maybe not. Maybe if you, yeah, that's weird. Because your stomach must have a, you know, some sort of, or whatever absorbs, is it your stomach? Wherever it goes before it's absorbed into your bloodstream. It must have some steady rate of doing that. So it must not be capped, you know, it must be, the fact that you can drink it really fast and it hits you harder must mean that the speed at which you can absorb the alcohol is very fast. Otherwise, if it was like bottlenecked, it wouldn't matter how fast you drank it, right? These and more drunk thoughts when I'm reading Isaiah and don't care about it. Okay, anyway. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Oh my God, this one is long. Okay, we're going to get through this, guys. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I don't know why you're listening, but you are, and so we got to get through this. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, and the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. They shall all from Sheba shall come, and they shall bring golden incense, and they shall shew forth praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, and the rams of Nebaioth. Oh, finally, the rams of Nebaioth. I've always wanted those rams. Shall minister unto thee. Minister? Hello, I'm your minister, Ram. I will be ministering unto you today. I'd like to lead us all in a ram prayer. What sounds do rams make? That's not like a... Is a ram a male sheep? No. A goat? What the hell's a ram? It's a male sheep. I'm drunk. Sorry, guys. Ram? Is it a ram? No, what the hell's a ram? I don't know. I was going to try to make a ram sound, but now, no, it's like the Rams, like the, you know, the team, the Rams. So it's not a, is it a, it's not a goat, right? Is it a ram is its own thing? Oh man, I'm being so dumb for your entertainment. Yeah. A ram is its own thing. Yeah. They're the things that lock horns, right? Yeah. Okay. Those are rams. I don't know why I was thinking sheep, because there's a lot of sheep in the Bible. Okay. That's why. Who are these that fly as a cloud, as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, under the name of the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee, for in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut down, nor day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, to the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee. I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breasts of kings, and shalt know that I am the Lord thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, for iron I will bring silver, for wood brass, and for stones iron I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in the land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down. Oh, okay. Neither shall the moon withdraw itself. So the sun's just going to shine all the time and just burn the shit out of everybody, and we'll all die. That's a good idea. This is clearly before skin cancer was discovered. Thy people also shall be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation. The Lord will hasten it in his time. Oh, God, okay. Two more. Friggin' A. Oh, this one's short. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to the opening of the prison of them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them to unto beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that it might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall rise up the former desolations, they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the son of the alien shall be put to plowman for your trampine dressers. Okay, I ran out of air. But ye shall be named, I just wanted to see how far I could go. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land. Okay, if I were to sum up, it makes a weird noise when I pound the desk. If I were to sum up the entirety of Isaiah, I could do so in like a couple words. God's going to reward certain people and punish others. And that's it. That's the entire thing. We've been reading this for weeks. It never goes away. We'll never stop. All it says is that. It's just different ways that God's going to reward certain people and punish other people. It's a freaking joke. For I, the Lord, love judgment. Yeah, we know that. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, and they that are seed which the Lord, have blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth her forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise spring forth before all the nations. All right, last one. 62, guys, last one. I know, this is just dud. We're going to be moving on soon. I'm sorry. Isaiah sucks. I know. I have to apologize on behalf of the Lord. He didn't bring his A game. This wasn't his best work. He had a rough time when he was... Okay, when the Lord wrote Isaiah, he was going through a divorce. He was, he's working long hours. He was hitting the bottle a little bit too. So it's not his finest work. But it's in there. It's in the canon now. So. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake will I not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings in thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name which will the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Oh, I read that as foreskin. I was like, thou shalt no longer be termed foreskin. It's like, who's calling them foreskin? That is a nickname you'd want to get rid of. Neither shall that land anymore be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah. It's not a great name. What if they read that and were like, Hephzibah? Is that the name the Lord settled on? Because do we get a choice? Because that's not a great name. So... is that his best work? Hephzibah? Anyway, that's what the Lord declared. And thy land, Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. They're like, if he delighteth in us, couldn't he have picked a better name than Hephzibah? For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. What? And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, It's C before th, except after j. I don't know. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a place, a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway and byway, and gather up the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Oh, we're almost done. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his blood work. Why did I just say blood? There's no... Oh, man. There's no word anywhere near this sentence, not above it, nor below it, nor in it, that says blood. But I said blood work. I don't know if I have some hospital on my mind or something. And his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. All right, we're done. I hate this thing. Oh, shoot. I better thank my patrons, shouldn't I? Yeah, I should thank my patrons, but I should also apologize that the Bible is so bad. But thank you guys for being patrons. If you want to contribute to the show, sign on to where am I here? Okay. Sign on to patreon.com/TNTheB. And I will greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it because it's the best. And I'm going to thank my patrons. Let's see if I had some new ones. Let's see. James Rohr. I think Gemma Smith, but though I might have mentioned her. Let's see. 17. Yeah, I probably already did. So James Rohr. Thank you so much, James. He is a patron of both of my shows. How freaking cool is that? And a lot of people are. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's the best. I can't thank you enough. Now I got to thank my John P., who's, I mean, I said James is the best, but really John P., I mean, he's top dog. You're not going to dethrone John P., though I encourage you to try. Daryl Keyes, James Rohr, ooh, not only a new patron, a $5 patron. Thank you. John Bodley, Katie Quiznos, Tom Chambers, Marcel, Jeremy Sharp. Marcel, who is starting a fan club of mine, which is not something I remotely deserve, but very nice comments on Patreon. Thank you, Marcel. Jeremy Sharp, Brian Gerfort, Lee Primesberger, David Vander Vlies, Joseph Hazelton, Travis Peterson, and yeah, that's it. So thank you guys for being patrons. Thanks for listening. And hopefully when we're done with this god-awful Isaiah, we can move on to something that will likely be just as god-awful. So I will see you next time. Adios.